Now will you notice? Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Now we're in a very interesting area here. In fact, I consider a very important area, friends. He's talking here now about his resurrection, and I want you to notice what he's saying. He did not show them the prints of the nails in his hands to prove his resurrection. What did he do? He referred them to the Scripture rather than the nail prints. Listen to him here. He says at this particular time, these men couldn't believe it. And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. You should have believed the prophets. And it's well to note his attitude toward the Scripture. It was reverence. This is a day of doubt. The sword of the Damoclean doubt hangs over the Word of God today. And there are those that are actually saying you cannot be intelligent and believe the Bible, and a great many people are afraid that they won't be considered intelligent, so they don't come out flat-footed and say whether they believe the Bible or not. I suppose the most subtle and satanic error of the present is to discount the inerrancy and the integrity of the Word of God. Notice what Christ said. Our Lord said, a man's a fool not to believe it. And he gave a unanimous and wholehearted acceptance of its statements. There's no ifs and ands. I picked up a seminary professor at a filling station. His car had trouble, and he left it there, and he wanted to know if he couldn't ride up into Pasadena with me. And as we rode along, why, I asked him about his school's viewpoint of the inerrancy of Scripture. Well, he says, you mean infallibility. I said, now, wait a minute. You're arguing semantics. You know what I mean, and I know what you mean. Do you or do you not believe in the inerrancy of Scripture? And do you know that he hadn't declared flat-footed whether he believes it or not? He wants to appear intelligent, you see, in our day. And very frankly, a lot of these men today, my feeling is they do not have the intestinal fortitude to stand for the Word of God. I think that's part of their problem. I do not think it's intellectual difficulties that some of them are having at all. Now, you'll notice here that he puts the emphasis upon the Word of God. He says, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Christ says that there are two things essential to the understanding of the Word of God. It's simple but important. First is faith in the Bible. There in verse 25, O fools and slow of heart to believe. You're not believing. Pascal said human knowledge must be understood to be believed, but divine knowledge must be believed to be understood. I think the Bible is a closed book to the critic and infidel. He can learn a few facts, but the message is missed. While some simple soul whose heart's turned in humble faith to God, the Spirit of God will enlighten the eyes of the understanding of that individual. You know, great men of the past have come to the pages of Scripture for light and life in the dark hour or in crisis. Now, it's not smart to ridicule the Bible. It's not sophisticated to disbelieve it either. I must reiterate the words of my Lord. You're a fool not to believe it. And I'd rather lack sophistication and subtlety and believe the Bible than to be a fool. And then he says it can be only divinely understood. Human intellect is just not enough to comprehend its truths. We are told over in verse 45, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. How important these things are. There are things that are above human comprehension, and only the Spirit of God can make these things real to us. And our prayer ought to be, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy word. We need to bring an humble mind to the study of the Word of God. Just because you read it in the Bible does not mean you know it. The Spirit of God will have to make it real to you. If you bring to the Bible an honest heart and you sincerely want to know God's truth, if you have doubts, then bring them to Him. You'll beat your music out. The Bible reveals a person, and you'll notice that He will deal with that here when He appears to the disciples.